For many people who send out greeting cards during the holiday season, it's a tradition to buy holiday-themed stamps from the U.S. Postal Service. This year, the artist chosen to design the special stamps is a graduate of Michigan State University. For WKAR's weekly series, Inside the Arts, I talk with artist Denise Fiedler. If you're like me, you never really thought about how the Postal Service chooses the images on stamps before seeing the movie Fargo. In the film, Brainerd, Minnesota Police Chief Marge Gunderson is thrilled by the news that her husband Norm's design was chosen for a duck stamp.
They announced it.
They announced it?
Yeah.
So?
3 cent stamp.
You're Mallard?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
It's just a 3 cent.
Norm Gunderson had been hoping for the 29 cent stamp. For MSU grad Denise Fiedler, designing stamps wasn't a contest at all. About 8 years ago, an agent for the Postal Service approached her after seeing her artwork on greeting cards in a Washington, D.C. shop. She said she'd love to do it. Speaking from her studio in San Francisco, Fiedler explains that it took all these years to have her designs issued, partly because the post office wanted her to replace one of her initial ideas of having a Santa boot stamp as part of the set she put together.
My agent asked, just a couple years ago, asked me to change that image into another image that might be more universal for people. So I redid the boot and made a holly wreath instead. So I think that's why it took so long. There was one image they were not quite sure about.
Fiedler agrees the final group of four designs is better as a result, all now depicting nature themes. Along with a holly wreath, the others show a Bartlett pear and other fruits in the branches of an evergreen tree, a pair of cardinals perched on a mistletoe branch, and amaryllis flowers tied with a red ribbon.
I think during the holidays, we can get so busy and our to-do lists are so long that it's good to take time out and just reflect on simple things in nature. I think the beauty of the holidays sometimes is just simply looking, you know, at an amaryllis plant or appreciating a cardinal.
Fiedler works in collage. These holiday stamp images were assembled on 8x10 boards.
I kind of visualize what my image is going to be, and then I paint paper with gouache or acrylic paint. And then I just kind of start cutting the images intuitively and then arrange them on the board and paste. And that's, in a nutshell, that's what the process is.
These are forever stamps issued in booklets of 20. Along with the stamps, the Postal Service is selling note cards with Fiedler's artwork. She's sharing her designs on Instagram and Facebook, and she says social media attention is boosting awareness of her design company called Paste. Fiedler says she was especially struck by something her nephew said to her about the project.
It's really the smallest piece of art, but it reaches so many people. The reachability is so large. So I'm really, really grateful for this moment.
Fiedler feels lucky to have been chosen for the 2025 holiday stamp collection.
I definitely feel really fortunate, you know, to have done this work and to be a part of stamp history.
So when you send out your greeting cards with the 2025 holiday stamps, you might want to mention to friends and family that the little bit of artwork on the corner of the envelope was produced by a Spartan. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.